Shreveport will record partly cloudy weather with a high at 84 and a low at 62. That's a look at your Monday weather forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Minister Fanny Reed, and this morning our scripture comes from Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I'm going to read that again. A lot of us just read it and keep it going. It says in Galatians 6 and 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Amen? You know, faint is a trick of the enemy. God has nothing to do with that. Amen? In this section of the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul is writing about doing good to others, especially those of the household of faith. He lays out the principles of sowing and reaping, using the agriculture to teach his point. No farmer expects harvest if he has not planted at the proper time. Do you all know, in order to reap a harvest and to get something that the Lord say we are supposed to have, we have to sow before we reap? I don't care what it is, you're going to have to sow before you reap. You can't walk around and say, my ship is coming, or I'm waiting on my blessing, and you haven't done anything toward your blessing. You don't see a farmer go out and put his seeds out at the wrong season and at the wrong time and sitting back in his rocking chair and say he's waiting for his harvest. It don't work that way. We as human beings, we got to learn to follow instructions. We follow instructions on our job. We follow instructions on something we want to do when we exercise or whatever. And I'm not knocking exercise, even though the Bible said it profit nothing. But we got enough understanding to know we need to take care of our bodies. Amen? But the scripture says, Paul also make the point that the promises works just as well for good as for evil. If we sow into the flesh, gratifying sinful desires, gratifying sinful desires and working evil in the world, it will come back to us in this life, in the next. So whatever you sow, you are going to reap it. I never forget when my mother was living, that's what she used to tell us. When something happened or something was done wrong and you know it wasn't right, she said, don't worry about it, because you reap what you sow. God is not a man that he shall lie, neither. He not a God to lie, neither the son of man that he need to repent. He said, you sow what you reap. So if you sow evil, you're going to get evil back to you. If you sow good, good is coming back. On this earth, you have all kinds of people doing all kinds of things. You have those people that read tarot cards and they tell you all kind of stuff is going to happen and all. You know that gifts do work. The word of God says gifts come without repentance. So therefore, you can use your gift for the glory of God or for evil. Everybody living and breathing have some kind of gift. But the gifts are for the glory of God, not for ourselves and not for man.
You got the person that's speaking over your life and reading tarot cards and all that stuff. That's not good, according to the word of God. Even if they're telling you the truth, it's not God. We don't want to get involved in the wrong thing, because when you know, before you know it, you're caught up into the flesh. Because that's the only way the devil can deal, is through the flesh. Amen? So if we sow into the flesh, gratifying sinful desires and working evil in this world, it will come back to us in the life, in this life and the life to come. I'm not just talking about flesh in the sex. In sex, I'm talking about sowing in the flesh, money, hunger, stealing, taking, doing stuff that's not of God. That's all fleshy work. But we won't reap no harvest from God doing stuff in the flesh. We're going to only reap it. We're going to reap things in the flesh as well in the spirit. So don't look for good things in from God if you've been reaping in the flesh and think it's okay. You know, you got people with nice houses and nice cars and nice clothes and all that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But a lot of them is depending on that for life. That's not what take us through life. Because he say heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. So in the process of getting your nice things, put Jesus in your business. God promised blessing to his people. And one of his favorite ways to bless his children is through the hands of his other children. The word of God said we are helpers of one another. We draw strength off each other. So God bless us so we can be a blessing to somebody else. And when you go forth and be a blessing to somebody else, then somebody else will come and be a blessing to somebody else. And somebody, that's the way it works. We are helpers of one another. We work together. Jesus said, I will build my church. Jesus never meant for us to be alone. He has made us for fellowship and relationship. Marriage and family and friends. Jesus did that for a purpose. Amen? So to be part of the family of God is to be called by God to use one's gift to life of others and be a blessing, doing good and reaping a harvest if we do not give up. God called us into relationships, not man. And if you're seeking his face and doing it his way, you're going to get into the right relationships with the right man, with the right woman, with the right ministry, doing the right preaching and the teaching. He wants us to do it his way. We all got gifts, but he say it's different gifts, but we all work together. They all come together to make a whole. The feet can't do nothing without the leg. The leg can't do nothing without the thigh. We all got to be working together. You notice if your foot get cut off, you're going to have to walk with a crutch or get an artificial feet. You can't do it. We all need to learn to work together. And as we begin to work together and do it God way, then we'll reap the harvest. Amen? Reaping a harvest if we do not give up. You know, the enemy wants us to faint. He wants us to throw in the towel, and he wants to give up. In the book of Revelation, it says the devil is the accuser of the brethren day and night. He's always whispering in our ears and telling us something negative. It's never positive. God come to encourage, not discourage. If you are being discouraged or downplayed, God has nothing to do with that. That is the work of the enemy, because the enemy don't lack unity. He don't lack togetherness, because where there's unity, there is strength. He don't want us to come together. That's why so much is going on in the world and in families and in our lives. All that is to bring a separation between the people. so the enemy can have his way. Once he causes a separation, then he can cause havoc. He can't do no havoc if we together in unity on one accord and believe in God, we can come out of anything we're in. I don't care what it is. We just got to learn to do it God's way. Ministers are part of the sheep of God's pastor. Even the lay people, even the people working in the church, we are all a part of God's sheep. We just got different headings. We got different gifts. But all the gifts work together for the glory of God. Even the ones called the full-time ministry can grow weary if they lose sight of their work and their harvest and the one who called them. We got to stay focused, people. Stay focused. Do not get distracted. Then that way you won't become weary in well-doing. The enemy wants you to take your eyes off the prize, who is Jesus, not man. He said, put your trust in no man because man will fail you. The prize is Jesus Christ himself. He wants us to stay focused. The Christian is called to do good. This defines our different services in the church and the world. Anything that builds up, furthers the mission, expands the kingdom, and blesses the church, it is the work of God, not man. If you see a lot of havoc going on, and miscommunication and misunderstanding, all that is from the enemy. We got to stay focused so we can see what's going on. Amen? Stay in the word. Stay before God in prayer. We can get weary if we forget why we are doing it. We need to keep our minds on what we are doing. We need to know what our motives is. We don't want a false motive to come in and discourage us. So if it's discouragement, God is not in it. The word of God said he came to encourage us. If it havoc is thrown off, miscommunication, God has nothing to do with that. He said he is the God of peace. He's the God of love. He's the God of forgiveness. God don't hold grudges, only man. God ain't got nothing to do with that. So the more you entertain the flesh, the more you do things of the flesh. The more you entertain the Spirit of God, the more you do things of the Spirit of God. The Word of God say, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And your mind is renewed through the word of God. He said, let the word not depart from our eyes and our lips. Meditate therein day and night. We're going to have to do something to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We go to our jaws and we follow direction on our jaws. We follow direction in the exercise gym. We follow direction on what we want to do ourselves and the way we want to do it. But if we follow the directions of God, we began to see things happen. For it to prosper. If it seems like your work is thankless, wait for the proper time. We'll prosper at the proper time. God said he'll bless us at the proper time. And in the process of all this time, learn to be patient. Wait on the Lord and be patient. Just because it didn't happen yesterday, or the day before, next week, next month, the next 6 or 7 months, the next 10 years, 15 years, so what? We are all learning in the process. If we faint, we won't know. And you don't have to close your eyes to faint. You could faint by not focusing on the word of God. You ain't got to be out cold and somebody has to throw water on you. At the very least, we have the word. Well done, good and faithful servant. That's in Matthew 25:1. To look forward to the end of all days. God wants us to, if we stay in this word, stay prayerful, Stay fasting. Stay studying.